Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
So my morning meditation, my prayer time, had nothing to do with the readings. I just sat with what I heard my husband say when he woke up. He said, "Wow, I had a really weird dream." Now, this is coming from a man who doesn't remember his dreams. It always boggles my mind because I have the craziest dreams, especially when I take that melatonin to keep me down to sleep all night. I have some wild dreams with those. But my husband always says, "I don't dream." And I said, "You know, you probably dream, you just don't remember them." So when he wakes up and says, "I had the weirdest dream, I'm all in." I'm like, "What? What happened?" And he said, "It was really weird. We broke up, but we were not even married. It was way, way back in the early days." And I looked at him, of course, my mind thinking, is this some sort of subconscious thought that you're having? And he was like, "No, I don't think so." And I'm like, "I don't think so. What kind of an answer is that?" And so we laughed and giggled. And yet I had to think about the hand of God in so many different ways of my life. If I go back to when I met my husband, there had to have been a lot of things aligned for me to meet him and then a year later see him again. And then things kind of started from there. And I think, wow, if one small event, if even 5 or 10 minutes maybe were off, I would have missed him. If I decided not to go to this celebration event at one of our locations, this is my husband used to work for the company that I worked at. And I was rolling out an IT system, and he was one of the first locations that we implemented the system with. So we had a 1-year celebration. And had I not chose to go to that celebration, I probably, I'm pretty darn sure I would not be married to my husband today. And so I just sat with that and I thought, wow, what I would have missed with such a loving, caring, understanding man. I mean, this guy goes from a worldly, crazy party animal to a woman who left her executive career, her crazy, insane material life for a life with God, to bring God to the world and Catholicism. And all along the way has been such an incredible partner to support me in my changes and to just be there as a loving husband should be. And yet every day we're closer and closer. And yes, we have our moments. Like anybody in any relationship, we have our ups and our downs. And a lot of time they have to do with material things, right? Money, jobs, things like that. But in the end, when we get through that, we're stronger. I can't imagine living my life with anyone other than him. And so I just had to think about all of the other things that had happened in my life to shift me from such a worldly life into a life desperately seeking to be closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It amazes me what God has done in these last 7 years alone, let alone my entire life. How many times God has had his hand to protect me. There was a time when I had an accident that I should not be talking to you right now. At the very least, I should be in a wheelchair, not walking. But through God's grace, with my guardian angel and all the angels protecting me, I came out without a scratch, while the passenger side of my car was completely crushed by a huge utility pole. Just a few feet, and that could have been my legs or my entire body crushed. And I think sometimes we just live life and forget the past, which I think we should. I mean, there's nothing we can do to change it. But when you reflect on some of the ways that God has moved you, it may have seemed like it was a horrible move at that time, that your life was crumbling down. I remember when I, lost my job, that was the worst time in my life because being the breadwinner, I was filled with fear. I was filled with insecurity. Where am I going to find another job like this? I've got to support the family. And lo and behold, God changed everything and shifted me into a completely different role, which prepared me for my ministry. And looking back now, I think, what an awesome move, God. High five. Because had I stayed in that job, I would have never gathered the skills and experience with, marketing and promoting and getting yourself out there, being on stages left and right, big stages. It was amazing, again, looking back. But at the time, it wasn't so amazing. I was freaking out. And then I walk into this organization that created a position for me. So I didn't even know what I was doing. I've never been in marketing. I've never been in, a promotional way and helping salespeople sell software. It was a total reach for me. But again, God saw, I need you to learn from this, because after this, he knew that I was going to leave it all and try to do my own thing, and try being the very operative word here. So let's just take a moment and thank the Lord for all of the crazy twists and turns, ups and downs. And let's even try to look back in our lives of something that was dreadful at the time, but turned out to be an incredible move in your life. And remember that right now. Maybe you're in one of those moments where you are desperate, you're depressed, you're financially strapped. Maybe you're looking for a job, or you're angry or fearful, or your family's falling apart at the seams. And look to the Lord and say, Lord, I know that there is good that's going to come out of this that I just don't see right now. So please, please give me the grace to stand here with you today, at this moment, and to give it to you, give you my life, give you my fear, give you my worry, give you my anxieties, and also give you thanks for all that you have done for me, for all of the ways that I have forgotten how wonderful you have been to me, even when I thought you walked away. God, grab my hand today. Let's together walk in peace and in love. Please fill me with trust and faith. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And let's walk today together. Let's write that page together of my life. Go be the light. Go be appreciative to everyone in your life, the circumstances that you've experienced, and know that it's God building you to who He wants you to be. And He wants you right here, where you are at. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.